Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music with Parker Barrow there and Count Your Dollars. Rocker, they're coming to Atwood Fest in 2 weeks, 2 weeks from tonight. That's when Atwood Fest starts, and I can't wait. It's going to be such a great time that weekend.
Jimmy, taking their name from the infamous outlaw duo of Bonnie Parker and Clyde Barrow, Parker Barrow is a powerhouse, blues-infused southern rock and roll band led by vocalist Megan Kane and her husband and drummer, Dylan Turner. When a chance meeting brought them together in 2019, the pair immediately hit it off, and within a span of 2 weeks, formed an acoustic duo and then hit the road full-time, where they have lived ever since, but now they have a full band. Sunday, July 28th, Parker Barrow will headline the Luther Allison stage at Atwood Fest on Madison's east side, and tonight, Parker Barrow is getting ready to hit the stage in Birmingham, Alabama. Megan and Dylan, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hi, how are you doing? Thanks for having us.
How y'all doing?
Thanks for coming on. Hey, before we called you, we were talking about food carts. Here in Madison, where you can do reviews of food carts. Do you two have a favorite food cart from your favorite city?
Man, I tell you what, there is one that's actually in Nashville, and if you ask me the name of it, I couldn't tell you right now, but it's parked out of this bar over in East Nashville that's got some really good birria tacos. Mm. That's probably our favorite food truck, but man, we do all kinds of eating on the road. We stop at some food trucks. We even played a food truck festival one time. That was really cool. So
food truck festival.
Definitely excited to. Oh, yeah. It was great. It was awesome.
I would imagine food carts probably save a lot of lives for professional musicians.
They really do. They open late and are normally at least good enough at 2 a.m.
Now, Megan, when Dylan met Megan, how and where did the two of you meet, and what is your marriage backstory?
So Dylan and I, we met back in 2019 at a little showcase called Whiskey Jam in Nashville. I was there with some friends, and he was there with some friends, and we actually ended up coming to see the same person who eventually introduced us that night. It really was just a chance meeting, and 2 weeks later after we met, the lead singer of the band that Dylan came to Nashville to put together, she quit. And when she quit, he shot a shot and sent me a DM. And it wasn't a week after that I hopped on the road with him. And, you know, the rest is kind of history with that. We spent a lot of time together in those first couple of months. And eventually, within a year after we decided that it was okay for two band members to date, we started dating, and in February of 2022, we got engaged, and then we just celebrated our one-year anniversary back in May. So it's kind of been smooth sailing and easy for us, and we're very fortunate that we get to do this together, especially the way that we live our lives.
So now you're married. You're a happy married couple. What's that dynamic like, being a married couple on the road touring with, like, a business or whatever?
Yeah, I mean, for us, like, we started our relationship as friends and really built a very strong friendship when we first started touring together. And, I mean, it's really no different than just being with your best friend at all times. Like, we obviously, there's things that we get frustrated about and we deal with, but, I mean, we get to do this together and we kind of don't really ever take that for granted. Not many people get that opportunity to work with their best friend, marry their best friend, and get to live out a dream with their best friend. So we're very lucky, and I feel like we have it works for us, you know. A lot of it might not work for everybody, but it definitely works for us.
Well, now for our listeners who may not be familiar, tell us about Parker Barrow, the band, and how did you choose the name?
Yeah, so like you said, Dylan and I, we met back in 2019, and we really did just start touring. We were kind of like a country rock cover band when we first started hitting, but the dream was always to do original music. And when we decided to release our first EP back in 2020, we decided along with that we were going to change the name of the band that we were touring under. And we discussed it with our families, and really Dylan's dad, my father-in-law, we kind of talked over with him, and we figured the whole Bonnie and Clyde thing, like, people always compared us to that. And obviously for us, it's not about running like from something or running to something together. And we kind of drew that from like their infamous love story rather than their infamous story in general. We just felt real kin to that, and like being able to, we just live like on the run together, chasing a dream.
You're not like, you're not knocking off liquor stores, Dylan, while you're on tour, no. Bonnie and Clyde, anything like that.
We keep it pretty clean.
Good.
Yeah. Mostly just from the love side.
Yeah.
And the crowd side. But hey, you never know. You got to always be on your toes.
Keep your options open. Tell us about the band members. Right. Who's all in the band right now with you all?
Yeah. So we right now we do have an ever revolving door. We tour anywhere from a 4-5 piece to a 10-piece band. Wow. We will be bringing our 10-piece band up to Wisconsin, which we're pretty excited about. But really, Dylan and I, we started this thing, and about a year and a half ago, we met our guitar player, Alex Bender, who is currently writing this new record with us that we'll talk about a little bit later. But he's really joined in and came in full time, and he's been with us for about a year and a half. And really, like the rest of the band, we have so many talented members that join us on the road and travel with us. And it's really cool that we've built so many relationships through doing this, that we can bring in different people at different times to do different things and it be excellent at what they do. So it's pretty cool. We're very excited to bring our big band up to Wisconsin.
Now, Parker Barrow released their debut album, Jukebox Gypsies, last summer, and your video Back to Birmingham, where you're playing tonight, has over 1 million views. What do you attribute your success to?
Yeah, you know, I mean, success is a hard thing to contribute anything to, but we put a lot of time and But that right Back to Birmingham is the first song that Dylan and I ever wrote together back in 2019. So it's a song that's kind of lived on a shelf for the past 6 years. And we were very fortunate to have our executive producer help us release and record a pretty amazing video for it that we're super proud of. We got to go back to my hometown, which is not too far from where we're at right now in Birmingham. And we got to shoot a bunch of scenes there. And just kind of, I think, like, with that song and with the video and everything, it's our life. It's what we were going through at the time. I had just lost my grandmother, I think, a week before shooting that video. And we really just kind of felt like it came from a pretty honest place of us just living our lives out on the road and being away from the people that we love. And we couldn't be more excited that it got over 1 million views. I mean, that's a dream come true for us. But it's something that we were very, very proud of. And Tony Mancuso, who filmed it for us, and our producer, Stephen McNaught, who worked on the song with us, really just made the whole thing come to life in a very special way. So we're just glad that it was able to reach people in the same way it reached us and was able to be a part of our story.
Definitely an accomplishment to get 1 million views. That's amazing. Yeah. We got Megan, we got Dylan from Parker Barrow. They're coming to Atwood Fest. We're going to talk about that in just a couple of minutes. You've already started recording a new album. Give us a little preview what we could maybe expect with some the new Parker Barrow songs coming down the pipe.
Yeah, we're really excited. We like Megan said, we're starting to write this second record with Alex, our guitar player, and adding him into the fold is adding some new life and some freshness to it. And I think so far what we've been working on, I feel like it's building on what we've already done, and that's all we're ever trying to do is just try to keep getting better and keep putting out songs that people will relate to, and most importantly, songs that are true to us and our life and the life that we live. If we can't feel it, nobody can. So, we're really excited about it. We're actually leaving from Birmingham. We'll head back to Nashville for a day and then head up to New Jersey where we record our records. We'll be there for 3 days before we hit the road again. So, just trying to find as much time as we can during this tour to get back into the studio and make sure we got some more stuff coming out for everybody as quickly as we can.
Now, Parker Barrow is currently on a 36-state, 18-state What Mama Don't Know summer tour. And Saturday, July 27th, you are at the Prairie Dog Blues Fest in Prairie du Sac, Wisconsin. And Sunday, July 28th, Parker Barrow is headlining the Luther Allison stage at Atwood Fest in Madison. How excited are you to play these festivals in Wisconsin? But first, what doesn't Mama know?
Mama might be listening.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can... What Mama Don't Know is it's all in good fun. We recently recooked the title track of our first EP with our now producer, and the song kind of took on a new life and feels different, sounds different. And when we were launching this tour with this being our next release, we just decided to do the whole tour around this single that's going to be coming out in the next couple months. And yeah, so instead of the original track was Don't Tell Mama, we're going to call this one Don't Tell Mama What Mama Don't Know.
I love it. When the single comes out, send it to us, please, because we would love to play it here on Max Inc. Radio. Megan.
If we have that, Matt will send it to you.
Yeah.
Awesome. I wish we had more time, but we got to run. Thank you so much for calling in tonight. And I'm excited. You're playing the Luther Allison stage on the Sunday night. I emceed the Luther Allison stage, so I get to introduce you, and I'm super excited about you.
Yeah, we can't wait to make it up to Wisconsin. It'll be our first time there and our first time playing in anywhere up that way. So we're very excited that y'all invited us, and we can't wait to come to Atwood and Madison and see everybody and meet everybody. So thank you for having us on the show, and we look forward to the 28th. It's going to be a great night.
It's going to be a great time, and first time in Wisconsin. We'll roll out the cheese curds for you. Yeah. I promise.
Awesome.
Cheese curds.
We have to.
Parker Barrow, back to Birmingham. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.